This is WBUR's Morning Edition. I'm Bob Oakes. The name theremin might conjure up eerie sounds of horror or sci-fi movies like 1951's The Day the Earth Stood Still. But Leon Theremin's invention has been inspiring classical musicians and composers since it first wowed the world in 1920. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on a new orchestral premiere to celebrate the electronic instrument's 100th birthday.
The Boston Modern Orchestra Project's percussion, string, and wind musicians grasp their instruments as they rehearse Sirens, a new concerto for theremin. Up front, sitting in a chair, 31-year-old soloist Carolina Eich looks like she's playing the air between two antennae poking out of a metal and wood bass.
Well, if you don't know the theremin, then, you know, you might think, oh, there's somebody waving the hands in the air and doing magic. But I can actually change the pitch with my right hand and the volume with my left hand.
Ike's hands dance like a conductor's inside an invisible electromagnetic field. They evoke the articulated precision of sign language. Ike started playing the theremin when she was 7. As a teen, she studied with Lydia Kavina, whose grandfather was Leon Theremin's cousin. Ike even created her own series of hand positions.
So I can play a scale, for example, by starting with a closed hand and then slowly opening my hand until all the fingers are stretched out.
There's no instrument like it. It's an instrument of paradoxes.
Composer and thereminist Dalit Warshaw had Ike in mind for her new concerto. Warshaw says electronic instruments don't breathe, so the theremin's fluid vocal lines can go on and on. Its vast range swoops to hit searingly high pitches and shifts seamlessly to dark, low ones.
The seductive aspect of writing for the theremin, for me, is the capacity to instill a human sound onto something completely mechanical. And that there's, when a performer addresses this instrument, there's always the tension between these two components.
Leon Theremin invented his pioneering instrument as a young Russian physicist working for the Soviet government. Its otherworldly sounds captivated audiences when he took it on tour. Boston Modern Orchestra Project artistic director Gil Rose says whenever the orchestra explores the development of 20th century technology in classical music, they always go back to the theremin.
After World War I, there was a freedom to express things, and there was a new electronic age. So it was an attempt by composers and inventors to collaborate to increase the palette and the tools for composers to use while writing orchestra music.
The 100th birthday concert also includes one of the earliest pieces written for theremin, Joseph Schillinger's First Air Phonic Suite from 1929. Says seeing a virtuoso play live is way better than hearing the theremin in a movie score.
It's fascinating. In fact, I've always warned the orchestra, quit watching the thereminist. Play your part. Yeah, don't get distracted. It's because it's easy to get distracted because it's a kind of mystical thing. It's both science and mysticism brought into the same realm.
Pushing the instrument into uncharted territory and sharing its versatility drive Carolina Eich. She just released a new recording where she blends the theremin's voice with her own.
I just wish that people are open-minded and take the sound in as they listen to it and don't compare it to anything.
Even at nearly 100 years old, Ike says the theremin is still a relatively young instrument, and its weirdly beautiful voice still has a long way to go. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.